opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. Listen, after a devastating storm like Hurricane Harvey, all of us native Houstonians are looking for local contractors that we can trust. Allied Outdoor Solutions is going to be there for you. They're the local experts who can help with the initial stages of beginning to put your lives back together. Give them a call to get started. 713-465-0400. They can begin the process of removing and cleaning up drywall, flooring, cabinetry that's been damaged by the flooding. And with nearly 400 state-of-the-art fans and dehumidifiers, they've got the ability to dry out areas of any size. And they'll assist you throughout your claim process with your insurance provider. Their personnel are all trained with industry-leading science on how to prevent and minimize damage. They specialize in applied structural drying. They can help you on residential and commercial projects. These are the guys you want to work with on this job. In your time of need, if you're looking for a local name you can trust, look no further. Allied Outdoor Solutions. Check out their Harvey Restoration page at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez Gennady Golovkin fight. This is The Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Do you believe that in Cincinnati, they're having the same kind of panic that we're having here in Houston about their team? Do you think it's the same level?
Yeah, I think it is. I don't think what he did last week is indicative of what you'll get out of Andy Dalton. I'd be less worried about him. But the reality is, it's week one. You have to overreact.
I don't know if we're overreacting or if we're reacting properly and just not realizing how bad things are in Cincinnati right now, too.
But having said that, I still don't expect the Texans to be very competitive tonight. I keep going back and forth on this fight. I've been a Golovkin guy all along. I do kind of think Golovkin was more conservative in that last fight because he didn't want to blow this payday. I think it might go the distance, too.
Canelo's going to be the bigger man on fight night. I like to think Golovkin could knock him out, but I don't know that that's going to happen because, Golovkin, the guys that he's knocked out have all been guys who are smaller middleweights, and yeah. Canelo is not that. It wouldn't shock me if it goes a distance.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. What is yours now, Nick? It's producer Nick something or other. What's that?
The producer Nick.
I knew that. I was close. I knew there was a producer Nick in it.
But he's the producer Nick, not the other producer Nick.
Not to be confused with the producer Dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Nick Sherrara out here helping us out in Vegas as we get ready for Golovkin and Canelo. And we've been kind of Golovkin heavy today, and we might get his trainer.
Yeah.
Which is okay. We will get a Canelo guy. I'm hoping we get Golden Boy at some point. That may be tomorrow, but we'll see how it goes. It's just... usually there's more people here on Fridays, but I do want to get as many people as possible from both sides. I know we have a lot of Canelo fans too, so we'll get to that. But this is just who's been available today. Been an interesting show so far. We were dropped twice, which we seem to have fixed. He said, hopefully with his fingers
crossed.
We're trying. And then there was a fire alarm at the station, and so basically we made up for that extra time. We just kept going, almost like a podcast.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we're doing it. We're putting in overtime today.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I really am.
Not me. Hey, Jong.
Yes, sir?
Did you get the email about Eric Sandler trying to come on our show?
I don't think it was coming on our show. I think he was. I think they were saying that he's available to come on anyone else's show.
Well, then why did they put me on the email, and me and Fred, and you?
Was it just you two?
Well, no, but we were on there.
Everybody was on that email.
Yeah.
He wants to go on the shows.
That's what you call a company-wide email.
No. It's all the programming people. Listen, that email said that he's an expert on barbecue and burgers. You think I need help with that, Jung? You think I need someone coming on here telling me about barbecue
No.
or hamburgers?
No.
thank you. Can you politely tell Todd where he can shove Eric Sandler?
Where is that exactly?
You know where.
On the microphone?
Right up his fire alarm.
On the microphone right across from you.
Yeah.
I would love to hear that debate.
Well, I won't come into work that day,
well,
Fred.
No, as a fan of your barbecue and hamburger acumen,
no.
I would love to hear that debate because
no.
I'd like to hear what he thinks is good.
I don't want someone showing up telling me they're an expert. Expert.
Well,
who are you, Eric Sandler, to be an expert? Get out of here.
Well, I do think there will be some cross-promotional things with Culture Map, but if you don't want to be involved in it, you don't have to. I just would love to hear that debate.
No.
I would love to hear him. I would love to hear him tell me why the barbecue places he has are better than yours.
I don't need that. I don't need someone telling me. You shouldn't want it either.
Well,
should be Team Hoffman strictly.
I am. That's why I think you would probably you would win this debate. I would enjoy watching it because there are times when I have fun sitting back and saying, "Hey, tear into this guy, AJ."
Yeah.
It's like turning you loose. I get the hell out of the way. I think it would be fun.
I don't want to do
There's
it.
Times when you and RJ get into it, and I just
That's
shut
different.
Up and let you guys go.
That's different.
Well, you respect his opinion, right?
I do.
You don't agree with it.
Not always.
You're not afraid to tell him that, hey, he's wrong.
Not always.
Well, if you don't respect
But you know what RJ never does? He never comes on and tells me he's an expert on something, and he wants to talk about it on my show. He never does that.
He's kind of an expert on gambling, and he talks about it on your show.
He doesn't claim to be an expert.
Yeah, he kind of does.
No. I never got an email saying, "Hey, this is RJ Bell. I'm an expert on gambling. If you want to have me on your show,
you know what?
If you want me to grace your show with my presence, I could do that for you." That's what that Eric Sandler email felt like.
I probably shouldn't send you RJ's bio that goes out every week with his stuff.
I don't want to see it
because it's kind of making
me
my
started.
Point for me.
Cancel RJ tomorrow.
No, we're not canceling RJ, but. And, you know, part of it's my fault. I do call him the gambling guru of the planet, but he kind of is. He's like the media gambling guru of everything.
All right.
So I think it would be fun.
Okay. Well,
try it once. Try it once if you don't like
Listen, Joan.
It's like sex with a man. You try it once.
John,
if you don't like it, you never have to do
here's
it
Here's what we're going to do, John. I've got a vacation day coming up next Friday. Fred wants Eric Sandler to fill in for me.
No, he does not.
That's what Fred wants.
Not at all. No.
So that way,
I have a list of
on Friday. Fred can he'll be with RJ, the gambling expert, and Eric, the barbecue expert, and they'll all do the show together.
No,
a big expert show.
Nope. I have a list of about 3.5 people.
Well, now it's been added to. You've got a real expert here, Fred.
You don't get to do that.
You got a real
to do that.
You're the one who said give it one try.
Yeah, you and him, not me.
No, you give him a try.
No, I want no part of this. I want to hear the debate.
You're trying to tell me to give him a try. You're not even willing to give him a try.
Not as a co-host.
Well, that's pretty much what he wants. He's trying to take my job.
He's not trying to take.
I think it's pretty obvious.
You're trying to take his.
I am trying to take his job. We don't need him. That's what I've been saying all along. What are we doing
That's
with this guy?
That's why I want to put you guys in a cage. Let's go.
We don't need – and I told Mr. Gal, look, listen, Fred, you know this. You know my contract is coming up at the end of this year. In the negotiations, I'm going to tell Mr. Gal, listen, whatever Eric Sandler's making, fire him, cut his salary in half. Add that to my current salary, and I will do both our jobs. I'll do my show, and I'll write for Culture Map about all the good food in this city. And what would that make me, Fred? It'd make me a company man, right? Because let's just say, for instance, I don't know what Eric Sandler makes, but let's throw a number out. Let's say he what do you think a food critic makes in a major market? $60,000, you say? You think that's a good number? What do you think, Fred?
I'm not commenting on any of this.
Okay. Let's say I take 30 of that. I just saved our company $30,000. Like, Mr. Gal should be, I mean, he should be building a shrine to me in that building if I do that. You got everybody else running around here costing him money. I'm trying to save him money. I can do that. You know this, Fred. You know it's true. You just you're on Team Sandler now because you're management.
I'm on Team Gal.
No, you're management now. So you
and
don't
Team Blitz first.
Okay, always remember that, buddy.
That always comes first.
Oh, you better remember that.
I was just suggesting to set you up to, once you humiliate him on air with your knowledge.
Then just say, listen.
Then you got a pretty good argument for that,
don't you? That's a good idea. Let's do that.
See?
Let's have him on the show.
Never trust me.
And then at the end of the segment, Mr. Gal comes in like Trump and says, Eric Sandler, you're fired. And just runs his ass out of the building. And then just gives me $30,000. And I shouldn't even say that. I give him $30,000 is what just happened. Let's keep it real.
Tried to talk.
Talk about this in your next management meeting. See what they think.
No, what I'm going to do. Well, I'm not doing it tonight because I'm in Vegas and I don't have one with me. But I am going to.
Is this a vibrator commercial?
No, it's not. This is a commercial for something much better than that.
What?
That's right. My mattress from Texas Mattress Makers, which is the best. And, hey, man, not only are their mattresses the best, not only are you going to save 50% off retail prices guaranteed. You've heard me tell you about all that. They make them right there. They sell them directly to you. Listen, if you're doing business with Texas Mattress Makers, you're doing business with people who care about this community. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be telling you next week about what they're doing to help children who need beds after the floods. Uval makes a difference on the East End. It's not just all the charity work that they do that Uval and Rachel and Alma are involved in. You know, they had some losses during Harvey, too, but they're up and operating. They employ more than 100 people. And I'm telling you, man, all Houston right here, they take care of the city. And they give you, and Yuval's just a great guy making great mattresses, and you're going to save money off of them. And I love these guys not just for the way they do business, the way they are in the community, but when you go to them, you're going to get an honest assessment. You may go in there and you want to buy the top of the line bed, and then they're going to show you how you sleep. And the bed that is best for you might cost half that. And that's what they're going to say: buy this bed. Just because you can doesn't mean you have to. 50% off retail prices guaranteed. Texas Mattress Makers is the best sleep at the best price. Visit them today, TexasMattressMakers.com, or better yet, go by. Tell them you're a blitzer. They're going to, I guarantee you, you're going to get the best possible deal on the best possible bed. 4619 Navigation, the corner of Lockwood Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them I sent you. That's Texas Mattress Makers. You gotta
keep them separated. ESPN. 97.5.
All right, guys, let me tell you about my computer career. If you've ever thought I'd like to start over, I'd like to work with computers, it's not too late. You don't need a math or a computer background to do it. You don't need that to have an IT career because it's not rocket science, guys. It's my computer career. See if an IT career is a good fit for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, and you'll be on your way. My computer career is where you can get trained for the high-demand field of IT. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My computer career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez Gennady Golovkin fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. You want to text the show or you hit us up via Twitter, which I haven't checked in a while. My apologies.
Yeah, what's going on with you? Well, you're ignoring the people, though Nick seems to think you're the real professional around here. Yeah. Nick, who calling me, he says I'm not professional at what I do. I'm not acting in a professional manner. Can you believe it?
Well, I think what I tried to explain is, what has the show always really been about, AJ?
It's about being real, right?
Being honest.
Yeah, that's what got it.
That's why people trust us. And because we tell them when we lose, we tell them when we screw up and get drunk and do stupid things. We're honest. We don't make stuff up.
I told people 2 days ago. Yesterday, I had a dream about I was making out with an ugly girl, and she turned out to have a penis. Tried to put it in my face. I mean, who tells people that? I'm telling the truth here. I made it a long way in this business by being honest. I've lasted 14 years just speaking my mind and telling the truth when other people are afraid to, Nick. That's professionalism. Being honest with yourself and with everyone else. Being honest with your audience. That write that in a notebook. Write it down now.
Yeah, he has a notebook you have to use.
The book you're writing about professionalism, chapter one, write that down. Be honest with your audience. That's professionalism. Thank you.
512 says we're degenerates, not professionals.
I'm a professional.
You can be both. Why can't you be both?
Yes.
I think we got to get him away from that other show. And
that's the problem.
If he's ever going to develop into anything around
here. Working with Barry Laminack and Joel Blank and questioning my professionalism. Those dudes have been working in radio like a combined 3 days. It's like, oh, you're not a real professional. All right, bro. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Imagine.
Nick wouldn't know a radio pro if it smacked him upside the head. He hadn't seen one. He hadn't seen one yet. Welcome to the big leagues, my man. Welcome to the big leagues, Nick. Put your head. Come on, pro. We talking to a headset here, a microphone.
Yeah. Here's another professional.
Here's a pro tip. Were you talking to the microphone?
Yeah, and not listen to a radio show wearing headphones, listening to something else.
Yeah, what are you listening to over there?
I always got Spotify on.
A podcast?
No, I never listen to podcasts, ever.
You're not listening to the Barry and Joel podcast?
No,
see if they made fun of you?
So you were listening to Spotify when we got disconnected?
No, I was not. I was not. I was working. I was running around this media room trying to find an engineer.
What do you need those headphones on for to work? You know who never wore headphones when he was here? Mike Pearson.
You know why? You just told me to put the headphones on.
No, I'm talking about those white headphones. Those aren't doing you any good today,
but they're around
man.
My neck. They're around my neck. It's not like they're on my ear the whole time.
They're not doing you any good today.
You know what it gives? The impression that you don't give a rat's ass about our show.
Oh.
You're more interested in your music.
You know what that seems like? It seems unprofessional to me. That's all. That's all.
I'm trying to help you out. Mr. Gow could be listening to what you're saying. I'm trying to help you out.
I hope he is. I'm trying to save the man 30 grand.
You're trying to make yourself 30 grand. There's a difference.
I feel like that's sort of, it's going both ways, isn't it?
Kind of, but you're also trying to put money in your pocket.
Yeah, by taking on more responsibility.
Well, yeah.
It's a big job.
Yeah. I'm saving the company money.
Eating more food?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'll probably eat the same amount that I do now. I'll just write about it now. Like, that's such a hard job. Well, if I ate the food, now let me write about it. I can do that. Trust me. I watch the games. Now I can talk about it. I eat the food. Now I can write about it.
Oh, my God.
This isn't a...
That's my fault because I fueled them, basically.
This isn't rocket science. The jobs that we're doing around here...
You triggered him is what you
said. Eric Sandler's job ain't that hard, bro.
Hey, I didn't say anything about Sandler. You're the one who's all butthurt about Sandler.
No, you said you can't believe I said that.
Well, I felt like it was a little. I mean, I'm not going to use unprofessional this time. I'm not going to use that.
Because you learned a lesson, I hope.
I'm going to say it was not professional instead of unprofessional.
What?
I don't know what else to say. I was just trying to help you out.
What do you think was unprofessional about it? What do you think I did wrong?
I mean, you're
kind
of calling out your employer, bud. I'm just saying.
I'm not calling out my employer.
Kinda.
How?
By questioning where he should spend his money.
No. I'm asking him why is he lighting $30,000 on fire?
Yeah,
that we could use.
You're questioning how he's spending his own budget on his in his own company.
See, I don't see it that way. I totally see it that way.
I see it as me bringing a presentation to him. If somebody brings a presentation to the boss and says, "Hey, I've got a way that we can save this company $30,000," what boss doesn't want to hear that?
And he's just saying, oh, by the way, I think I could do a really good job at this, given the opportunity.
Yeah.
You've never gone to anyone and said, hey, man, I'd really like to try this
Absolutely.
Job.
Absolutely. I've done that a lot. Absolutely.
Okay,
I've done
then.
That.
What's the difference?
Why? To try to put
money? But I never said, hey.
Trying to put money in your pocket?
No, I've never went up to him and said, hey, I want this job and take away the salary you're giving to Joe Schmo over there and split it and give me half of it. I've never done that.
I mean, all I'm saying is there's two jobs that need to be done at this. I mean, there's more than two. But let's just put it into a box. There's an afternoon show host on 97.5. That's a spot that needs to be filled, right?
Yep.
There's a food writer for Culture Map spot that needs to be filled, right?
Yep.
If there was one person who could do both those jobs and it saved the company $30,000, wouldn't that make the boss happy?
It would, but you don't know what he knows. You don't know the back end
of
what
he
knows.
You know what I do know? I know that Eric Sandler can't come on here and do this show. You heard Fred when I even mentioned the thought of it.
Yeah, he looked frightened.
Because Fred knows as much as I do. I can do Eric Sandler's job. He can't do my job. These are just facts.
I am never going to question you or trigger you like this.
I just can't
ever
believe
again.
I can't believe he thinks that David Gow would be upset that I'm trying to save the company money.
I asked you, do you think he'd be upset? And you're like, no. But
I just can't picture why you would think that.
I don't think that's completely abnormal to think that.
Think about
I really don't.
Let's put it like this. Who's your car insurance guy?
Amica.
I never heard of it, but okay.
Yeah.
Let's say I got another.
Geico's bitch or something?
Let's say I work for another car insurance company, and I say, hey, Nick, you call Amica right now. Tell them you want off their policy. I'll give you the same coverage for half the price.
Yeah, okay.
You're happy about that, right?
Apples and oranges, bro.
Are you happy about
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yes, I would leave Amica and go to the other insurance company. Absolutely.
Then what's the problem?
I just think
it's apples and oranges. The same work is getting done. And you're saving money.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of business.
Yeah.
Is to up productivity, reduce spending. This is what'd you major in college? You're an educated man. What was your major in?
Communication and business.
Business. You majored in business and you're questioning this?
Absolutely, man. I'm telling you right now.
Holy hell.
I'll tell you this. I'll go as far as this. I don't know the dynamic of, and I don't want to get into too many details of like your contract and all that, but if it was my business, I would either tell you to stop, and if you continued, I would fire you. I'm being honest.
Okay.
I would totally fire you.
Let me tell you something. That's why you're not running a business. That's why you went to communications
and
not
business. Are you running a business?
I run my business.
No, you're not running
a
business. Not running a business.
All right.
It's a completely different dynamic.
If I put 30 extra grand in my pocket, am I running a business?
Absolutely not.
What am I doing?
You're negotiating a better salary. I'll go back and forth with you all day.
I'm not negotiating a better salary. I'm asking to take on more responsibility.
Yeah. What if he doesn't feel like you're the good person for that responsibility?
That's fine.
That's his choice.
That's fine.
Guess what he says? No, we're not going to do that.
I mean, do you not interview for a job?
Yeah. Okay, so I get once or twice. You say, hey, you should do this. You should do this. You should do it. But if you keep harping on it, as an owner, it would bother me. I'm just telling you, I'm not Mr. Gow. Mr. Gow is a different person. I'm just telling you.
So if that same insurance guy kept calling you and trying to save you half your money?
That's a different dynamic. You're talking apples and oranges.
Dude,
you're talking about
Fred,
compensation.
Is that different?
It absolutely is.
You know what?
It's saving you money. That's the whole point. Saving you money. That's everybody's goal at the end of the day is spend less money and get the maximum results. Am I right or wrong?
I guess.
You know how you accomplish that?
We can agree to disagree.
I'm going to give you a lesson. You get good people, you surround yourself with good people, and you let them do their thing. That's how you have a successful business.
Okay, I'm in. We can agree to disagree.
All right.
That's all right. John, what's your take on this? Am I a bad employee for saying that?
Yeah.
Am I a bad employee?
We got to move on. We'll come back to it. Because we have Rafael Sparza on. You can follow him at Twitter at VSIDocSports. And we talk a lot about my bookie. Rafael, how you doing, man? Appreciate you coming on the show.
Pretty good. How about yourself?
We're fine. We're just trying to school this young man on business. So
yeah, I don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't want to get fired on this phone call.
No, I don't want to fire you, my man.
So maybe you can help school him on some bets. So got anything tonight? Obviously, we're out here in Vegas, so I'm gonna go pump some things here. But anything you like tonight in particular?
I'm a little bit shocked that this Boise State number is skyrocketing right now. It's 16.5 against New Mexico. I like the Lobos. They came back and almost won last weekend against New Mexico State, a failed two-point conversion with less than a minute left to go to tie the game. I think there's way too many points. I'm not sold on Boise State. They have quarterback issues. Rippon's probably not going to play. That's what I'm hearing. A little bit shocked that so much love is coming on Boise State. I think they take the Lobos plus the 16.5 tonight.
There's a game I'm kind of interested in tomorrow night, Illinois at South Florida. Illinois getting 17.5. And South Florida hasn't been as impressive as I think people expected them to be with Quentin Flowers. And I kind of think this game might wind up inside the number. You got any thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I agree. South Florida, they're 2-0, but they struggled against San Jose State, which they gave up 22 points. They couldn't put away their opponent like Stony Brook last week. They're 0-2 against the spread. Until they show me something different, I say keep on fading them. I say take the plus points with the Illinois. They're used to playing high-talented games, especially being underdogs when you have Ohio State, Iowa, Wisconsin in that same conference. So this is no shock to them that they're being disrespected. 66% of the bets are coming in on Illinois. I say take the plus 17.
One other game I wanted to ask you about. This, for some reason, this has been a popular one with people around here, Tennessee and Florida. Any thoughts on that one? And then also a lot of LSU fans around here. And Mississippi State, I think people forget that Dan Mullen can coach a little bit. LSU 7-point road favorite there. What do you think of those two games?
The LSU-Mississippi State game is kind of interesting. I'm a little bit shocked that it's plus 7.5 because their last two meetings, have been LSU has won by 3 points or less, so I think that's way too many points. I thought that number would have come down by now by 6, but it actually went the other way. I think Mississippi State getting the home points is a nice bet. And I like Florida in this game. They're at home. They get a week off because they didn't play because of Hurricane. And I'm not sold on Tennessee. I know they beat up on Indiana State, but Indiana State's a basketball school. I think we all could agree on that. But they should have lost to Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech and that option run bother Tennessee. And I think Florida will be able to run the ball on Tennessee's defense. I like Florida getting the points as well.
All right. Any NFL game this week that you want to pass on to the people before we let you go?
I say New England, the Saints. Everyone told me that the Saints' defense was fixed. That didn't look like right. Everyone told me their offensive line is not that bad. That was totally wrong because their offensive line is bad, and they lost another player. Now you have to get host Tom Brady, who's mad, Bill Belichick, who is mad, that gave up 42 points that made Alex Smith look like the MVP of the league. This number is 6 right now. A little bit shocked. I say you take the 6 before this move. The betting public, you guys are in Vegas. I'm in Vegas right now. So take New England -6 and take that because I think the Saints is going to be for a long day.
All right. That's Rafael Esparza, sports handicapper at VSI Doc Sports. Rafael, appreciate the time, and we will talk to you again soon.
Take it easy, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. And if you want to get in on some of that action, you know where to go, mybookie.ag. MyBookie is an industry-leading website, the best place for you to cash in on all the exciting sports action. In-game live betting on nearly every sporting event, plus a user-friendly mobile site so you never miss a play. And if you join now, MyBookie.ag will match your deposit with a bonus up to 100%. You can start winning big today. See, not everybody can get to come out here in Vegas and hang out, but you know what? You can bet right there on your laptop. And if you're tired of getting the runaround, when you ask for a withdrawal, come join MyBookie.ag. Decades of experience, no hassle payouts, no fine print. You'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Give them a call right now, 844-900-BETS, or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at mybookie.ag. Sign up today.
From Dave Tepper, Carl Dukes, Julie Takahashi, Jerome Solomon, and Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, and John Granato, we celebrate 10 years of sports on FM. Thank you, Houston. ESPN 97.5.
These guys are the best at it.
Couldn't hold my breath if I was you. Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
Oh, we missed the draft game. We're back on the Blitz.
Let me do a DraftKings real quick.
Yeah.
Week one is in the books, but it's not over, Fred. You can still get close to the game that we all love with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football. This Sunday, DraftKings hosting a $100,000 Pick'em contest. It's totally free to enter. Pick'em's the newest, fastest way to play 1 Week Fantasy Football. And the best part is you get to draft a new team every week. So if you drafted David Johnson last week, you don't have to have him this week. You can have Le'Veon Bell instead. You were like, oh, do I take David Johnson or Le'Veon Bell? Now you know you should have taken Le'Veon Bell, and now you can with DraftKings. Get to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Houston to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. It's promo code Houston to compete for your share of $100,000 in total prizes. Contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try it? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Thank you, Fred. Back to you.
Yeah, I think we were just having a little discussion with Nick about how you got to be honest with your listeners. Like, I freaking had a stroke on air. I had talked about my ball surgery.
Yeah.
You know, that's just what you do.
It's just what we do around here. We speak the truth.
Some people like it. Some people don't.
What are you, John, am I being unprofessional with what I said?
About Eric Sandler?
Yes.
It's
mostly about saving David Gough $30,000.
Now,
that's the heart of the discussion here.
I think there's two discussions we're having right now, and I think I'm being serious, because like if I have a bunch of part timers under me, and if one of them was trying to undermine the other one and trying to take his job, then obviously then it's not going to go over very well. But you're talking about saving $30,000, and that's a completely different discussion.
Of course.
Wait, did he just compare you to an intern?
I think
he did.
You know.
No, these aren't interns. These are part-time employees.
Right.
Okay, so he just compared you to a part-time employee.
The part-time employees aren't in the same business that I am, and you know that the business that I am in is ultra-competitive, right?
Right. I'm just making a comparison here.
And wouldn't you say, Fred, I'll ask you this. You've worked with me for, what is this, 7 years now?
It's eight years. It's very strange. This show's gone on about as long as my marriage, actually.
Would you say, they've been going side by side. Would you say that me being ultra competitive is one of the best things I got going for me?
Yeah.
It ain't my hairstyle. No. I mean, it ain't my waistline, but that's one thing that I don't lack is competitive drive. And I feel like if I can do the best for this company, that's what I'm going to do. Nick, if I could do your job, I don't know what you make.
Not much, believe me.
I don't know if it's worth getting you fired over.
Yeah, I don't think an extra 5,000 a year is
going to help me. But I don't know how to run a board anyway anymore, so I'm not going
to
do that.
Yeah, we learned our lesson about not being able to run a board.
But I could damn sure come out here and sit around wearing headphones all day and, shoo off PR people. I could do that. Give me $5,000 to do that.
Well, I have to say, the last two times we've been here, we've kind of done Nick's job, haven't we? One of us has sort of said, hey, you go talk to them. And it's all right.
Yeah.
I'd rather have him do it. It is a pain in the butt. And for the record, Eric's got a pretty good sense of humor, too, so I wouldn't worry about him.
I hope so.
Hurt. Yeah, he does.
I don't know him, but, yeah, I hope he does.
Yeah, he could play along.
But I don't want to think he knows more about barbecue than me either.
He did say he would like to run you writing about your barbecue tour on Culture Map.
He would like to run that?
Yes.
Hmm.
I would like to run it on Sportsman.
Hmm.
But, yes.
I'll put it on Sports Map.
Oh,
I'm a Sports Map guy. I'm Team Sports Map, then Team Culture Map.
Well, see.
Team Blitz.
Right. Team Blitz is always number one.
Then Team Sports Map, then Team Culture Map. No. Yeah. And then Team 94-1. That's the last team.
I have no problem with that power.
That order works?
Yeah.
Works for you?
All
right.
For me, I'm more about synergy and trying to have a collective
bring it all together.
Have a holistic company that promotes each of the other elements.
I just promoted all four of our elements in one 5-second thing, right?
Yes.
All right.
You did.
I don't want people listening to 94.1 when we're on, is all I'm saying.
713-780-ESPN. Oh, obviously, there's going to be some I didn't get to talk about this yesterday because we were in the meeting about it and everything, but I think this is a good thing that certainly 1560 signal has been an issue from day one. And, I'm happy that people are actually going to be able to hear RJ in my show in Houston. So from that perspective, I think it's great. But I do think you're going to see a lot of opportunity to help boost 97.5 in addition to this. So I do think it's going to help our show. I think it's going to help our station. And a lot of people ask, and David Barron wrote this. And first of all, I've known David Barron for years. And a guy I don't even know wrote a story about it and mentioned that I would be running Sports Map. David Barron did not mention that, and even though he asked me about it.
Because you're local programming.
I'm local programming. I'm persona non grata.
You and David Barron used to be friends. You're not friends
anymore. I still consider us friends. I just don't understand.
He doesn't consider you friends.
Probably
anymore.
Not. Probably not.
Otherwise, he would have mentioned that.
But, I do think that trying to bring all these things together in the end, I know a lot of it might not make sense because it's puzzle pieces, But when this is all working the way it's going to work, it's going to raise the whole company up.
All right.
And I'm excited about it, and I can't wait to get involved. But what I was going to get to his point, he wrote that, well, you can hear 94.1 better in some parts of Houston. Yeah, two very small parts of Houston. Now, there are parts of Houston that you can't hear us better right now. But the 97.5 signal is significantly stronger. Just happens to be based in Winnie. And, yeah, we know Sugar Land and Katy have been issues for a long time. At some point, we're going to get that worked out without sacrificing everything else we built. So
I've got a great idea.
Is it going to save me $30,000?
No, but it will make us better money.
Okay.
Let's do this. Let's play whatever they want to play on that 94.1 between every hour except from 4 to 7. Then from 4 to 7, they play our show. They simulcast our show.
I'm sure discussions have been had about that.
Okay, let's do it. Make it happen. Put that down for your next management meeting. I know you're taking notes. Now you got some more stuff to talk about in the meeting. And make sure you're clean shaven when you go to the meeting. I don't want you looking like a bum trying to pitch these ideas that I've got of saving us $30,000, simulcasting our show, big ideas. You can't look like a schlub.
Well, and most of the time I don't. Now, today I didn't get to shave because we had to get here so ridiculously early this morning. But most of the time when you see me, am I not clean shaven?
You are.
And that's because of Harry's. And not only that, I'm saving money. What if you had an extra $100? You know what I would have done? I would have brought it out here to Vegas and bet it on something. But you could have done a lot with that. That's like 40 cups of coffee. It's like 42 gallons of gas. You could even get a flight somewhere for $100 if you book early enough. Well, that's what can happen with Harry's. And I love it. It comes right to my door. You save time and money. They're able to provide you with amazing quality shave at an affordable price because they own the factory and they take less profits. And if you shave enough, guess what? You can save about $100 a year. Even infrequent shavers can shave about 50. Save time and money with Harry's. That's what you're going to do. They're so confident that you'll love their blades. They're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes an ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. We partner with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Head over to harrys.com/blitz to get it now. Get started with your Harry's free trial offer today. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/blitz. That's harrys.com/blitz. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys. One more time, got to tell you about my bookie. And if you're looking to get in on the action this weekend, there's tons of games. There's lots of things to play. Everything we can do right here in Vegas, you can do on mybookie.ag. Industry-leading website, best place for you to cash in on all the exciting sports action. And the great thing about this site is it doesn't matter where you are. You can be sitting at home. You can be on your mobile. They've got a great mobile app. I mean, I bet horses on the mobile app. You can bet games on the mobile app. And if you join now, mybookie.ag will match your deposit with a bonus up to 100%. And that's a bonus up to 100%. Start winning big today. If you're sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a withdrawal, come join mybookie.ag. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business guaranteed. Call 844-900-BETS or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at mybookie.ag. Sign up today.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez Gennady Golovkin fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I thought we were going to get Triple G's trainer.
Abel Sanchez, I think we may have missed our window.
Yeah, darn it. Too busy complaining about barbecue. I blame you.
I know. Sorry.
No, actually, I think we were right on a break when he stopped by, and then he just had to go. So that happens. And that's one of the things we deal with out here is that a lot of times we get somebody in, they'll stick around, and sometimes they won't, and sometimes somebody else wants to grab them, and sometimes they've been here all day, and they're tired, and they just want to go home, which happens. But we'll have a bunch more tomorrow, and a lot more on the fight tomorrow. We'll talk. I'm sure we'll be talking a lot about whatever happens tonight with the Texans. the optimist in me really wants to believe they're going to bounce back with a good effort tonight against a team that also is having problems.
But the realist in you?
The realist in me doesn't see it happening.
Okay.
But I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to be positive because the reality is, if you think about the repercussions, if this season goes totally south, everybody's fired, which may not be a bad thing.
Might not be the worst thing.
But you don't have a first-round pick next year. You got all kinds
of issues. Don't tell Bob McNair how to spend his money. So,
you don't have a second-round pick either.
You want him on, you want us to have him on, Sandy? We'll have him on. This is our last segment.
Yeah, we've got like 4 minutes left. So if we can get him, that would be great. All right. See, this is how we do things on the fly.
I was going to tell you about Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
But now Ace Frehley's going to reunite with Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley to do a Hurricane Harvey benefit. Are you a Kiss guy?
I've seen them 4 times.
You seem like you would be a
Kiss
guy. Like
once was about
day.
3 years ago, and it was the exact same show I saw in like 1980.
Okay.
So
not much has changed, huh?
No, they do a lot of the, you know,
the flames and
yeah. And, you know, I mean, it's funny, when I was a kid, I liked them a lot, but they're one of those bands. The older I've gotten, the less I've liked their music.
Well, you start to realize that it was just a guy's wearing a bunch of makeup, and they weren't that good.
Yeah, that some of the songs that I thought were good back then, I just don't really enjoy, and there's still a few that I like, but it's funny. There were bands that I wasn't as high on. Like, I wasn't that high on Led Zeppelin when I was a kid. But I've gained such an appreciation for them over time. Kiss has gone the other way.
Okay.
So there's a couple bands like that that I really, at the time, thought were just the greatest. But, hell, I was a kid. All right. So, John, I don't know how much time we have.
Yeah, but Abel Sanchez, the trainer for my man Triple G, is sitting down with us. The guy, the creator of this monster, Triple G, Abel Sanchez here. Abel, how are you, my man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm feeling great. I know you've this has got to be an exciting moment for you. This is what you train for. And we talked to Tom about this same thing. How great is it for Gennady to finally get a chance against an opponent that the masses consider worthy of consider, like, to where people consider it a mega fight, a big mega fight for your man?
Yeah, well, the struggle of every day and long hours and no compensation. This moment and this week,
it's the payoff.
All the attention is the payoff. Exactly. It's the moment that we've worked all these years for. Now it's a matter of enjoying it and making sure that we put up the kind of fight that the public deserves and the public expects.
I'm curious how you, as a Mexican man, how the people out here in Las Vegas are responding to you, because boxing is such a nationalistic sport. And here, there's a bunch of guys walking around here in Mexican flag shirts, and here you are training the man that they are hoping gets knocked out. I mean, how do the people respond to you?
I think that we as Mexicans like a good fight.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if he's excuse me. It doesn't matter if he's a Kazakh, a Japanese, a black man.
There you go. This is a fresh cup.
Yeah, we got you
covered.
Have
a sip. That's refreshing.
Again, it doesn't matter what nationality he is. As long as we get the kind of fight that we've expected, that we're paying for, a lot of these people that are watching the fight work hard for their money, and they don't want to see a dance. They want to be entertained. They want to see a fight that they can talk about later in retrospect and say, I want to buy it again. If not, then what's the sense?
I asked Tom about this, and I know Gennady is a friend of Chocolatito, and in their careers sort of they followed each other through a lot of these fights. They were on the same card many times. And Chocolatito maybe got a little overly aggressive against a bigger man in his last fight and paid the price. Is there any concern on Gennady's part that, because I know he wants to put on, as he calls it, a big drama show, I mean, is there any concern on his part going against a guy who's going to be a little bigger than him that maybe he could be a little aggressive? Was that maybe a warning to him in any way?
No, I don't think that you can compare him, because you have Chocolatito coming from 105 pounds up to 115. You have the other guy coming down to from 126 to 115. Gennady's a natural middleweight.
Yeah.
That Canelo puts on a lot of weight after the weigh-in. That's okay. I just want for them... I think for the Canelo side, to understand that we have a responsibility to the fans. We have a responsibility to put on the kind of fight worthy of all this attention.
You believe Canelo wants to put on that same kind of fight, being a Mexican fighter? Does he want to put on that type of a show?
I think at the beginning he will. I think as the fight develops, I think he's going to be thinking twice about how his approach is going to be, and maybe the tactic will change and try to box more because he's going to be getting hurt. But at the beginning, I think he will.
Well, we were short on time when we got you, so I got to let you go. But I want to congratulate you. I know this is something you've been working hard towards. I know it's something Gennady's been working hard towards. So best of luck to you guys. To me, he's a very likable fighter. I enjoy watching him. I enjoy his style. He's been trained well. And I'm excited for him to get this opportunity. So good luck on Saturday, my man.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
That's the great Abel Sanchez. Appreciate you, sir. All right. We're running out of time. I got to tell you about Man Centers. Listen. Guys need to get checkups before they actually start to see symptoms of things like genital pain or prostate urinary issues, even concerns about STDs. You got a responsibility to be healthy for your family, and prevention's the key. An easy annual checkup, Man Centers is helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives. If you're feeling unmotivated, sluggish, tired at work, you need a lot of coffee to get you through the day, it could be low testosterone. It's natural for men to go through this, and Man Centers is helping you regain your natural production. It's not about testosterone shots. They're focusing on your body's natural ability to produce testosterone. It's going to help you in the gym. It's going to help you in the bedroom. It's going to help you sleep. It's going to help you at work. It'll help you everywhere. Man Centers is focused on male urology that your primary care physician might not focus on. They take most insurance plans. Give them a call to see if they take yours. 832-358-8600 or go to mancenters.com. They got three locations, one there off the Katy Freeway, one in Pearland, and the newest in Tomball. Once again, that's Man Centers, mancenters.com. Better lives start here.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.